Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. Good morning and happy Sunday. I'm your host, Mike Harrison. I want to thank you for tuning in. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I missed you last Sunday. We were enjoying the beautiful slopes of Breckenridge, Colorado, and what an abundance of snow that poured in. It was a little more adventurous than maybe we had signed up for, but we had a great time, and I want to thank my good friend, Andy Webb, for filling in for me, fellow real estate investor, fellow member of Lifestyles Unlimited, helped us out while my family and I were enjoying the lifestyle in Colorado. It was a great week. Well, I'm happy to be back with you, my friends. And this past week was interesting. We spent the week with some good friends, right? Three families that go on this trek every year. And we go skiing, and two of my buddies are high W-2 income earners. They're devout 401k investors. And I'm the black sheep. They pay a lot of income tax. I do not. They're at the mercy of Wall Street. I am not. They believe real estate investing is complicated and risky. I do not. They believe real estate investment success takes years. I know better than that. It does not take years. It happens rapidly, surprisingly rapidly, and it grows and grows. Their goal, and they're very much like you, and I was in this world, okay? Don't get me wrong. I lived in this world. Their goal is to save a huge pile of money and live off of that and retire. My goal is to create a large amount of monthly cash flow and live off of that and create financial freedom by that means, right? Cash flow that comes in and day out. Next month is April. What happens in April? Well, my first quarter dividends from my apartment communities roll in, right? April and May, I get paid for that. You got a bill coming up in the future and you're thinking, wow, that's going to hit us next month? No, I've got dividend income that comes in. My son's graduating this year from high school. We've got prom. I've got to get him a vehicle. He's going to college. We've got to take care of these expenses that roll in. It's just part of life. Our government, when you think about it, when you compare stock investing to owning real estate, our government, the laws and rules that are set in place are so pro-ownership of rental assets and pro-business. You can't even compare the advantages of the two when you get down to it, when you think about it. Think about the pros of owning a business and real estate. I'll just give you a simple fact. I borrow money at low rates to buy tangible assets, and along the way, I write off every expense, and I depreciate the asset, phantom depreciation, all of that while realizing 100% of the appreciation of those assets. My out-of-pocket on these assets is only 20, 25%. Sometimes it's lower than that. I had a guy on the show, Jordan. Jordan's actually a member of the Zero Out-of-Pocket Club. He has a rental property that he got for zero out-of-pocket. We can teach you how to do that at Lifestyles Unlimited. It's unbelievable. These are things you cannot do with stocks when you compare the two. There are no real advantages when you look at it to owning stocks or mutual funds. And I know that there's people out there that will debate me on that. They'll say, oh, there's tax advantages if you do a Roth. Okay, that's minor compared to cash flow that's coming in for us that's tax-free. I'm sitting on 10 K-1s that will go with our taxes this year. Just two of those K-1s, and keep in mind, these properties paid us dividends. They paid us real money, check in the mail. Actually, it's direct deposit. But two of those K-1s show losers depreciation greater than $30,000, and we will write that. We will carry that against some of our W-2 income, okay? It makes everything that much sweeter. There's a lot of commercials out there that I hear that we see all the time right now, and you're going to realize this when I tell you, but for all these supplements, right, these fruits and vegetable supplements, and they just talk about what it does for your body and how it makes it so much better. You know what the ultimate financial supplement in your life is? If you think about it, it's passive income. That is the ultimate financial supplement. Comes in, boom, every month, every quarter, and it just continues to roll and it continues to grow. So the question that I want to frame today's show within a question, and I want to throw this out there, and we're going to pick it up for the remainder of the show, but I just want to ask this. What are you more afraid of? Working until you die or investing in real estate? Because that's really the question. Both are actual truths. They're actual truths. People are not only working until they die because they don't have the means to retire, or their level of living, you grow your income, you grow your income. What happens? Your lifestyle tends to follow along with that. We all think, oh, we'll live below our means, but most people live at their means. If you're making $150,000 a year, you're probably spending about $150,000 a year. You're feeding that 401k that comes out of it, yes, but you're probably living right there. You make $180,000, $200,000, $220,000. Your level of living is going up. It's continuing to go up. I see it all the time. But the truth is, retired people are outliving their money. There's several reasons for that. And that's the worst thing that could possibly happen. You can't save your way to financial freedom. So are you more afraid of working until you die or investing in real estate? Look, my friends, 20% of people age 70 to 74 are still working. Bankruptcy of seniors are up almost 500%. It's the fastest growing group of people filing for bankruptcy. So we're going to come back to this question because I'm going to break it down. We're going to talk about investing in real estate and some of the true fears behind it so you don't have to work until you die. My name is Mike Harrison. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Del Wamsley talks about buying your way back from corporate America through real estate.
A massive change in my life. My personal residence I lived in was a one-bedroom condo, cost $425 a month. This covered it. My automobile car payment was only $300 and some a month. This covered it. I was buying my way back from corporate America. I could feel it.
Lifestyles Unlimited will teach you how to buy your way back from corporate America. Get in control. Get into our live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Here's Lifestyles Unlimited founder and CEO, self-made multimillionaire, and national radio host, Del Wamsley, on getting the information you need to get through this.
So you ask yourself, isn't this the wrong time to get out of the stock market? Very well could be. But maybe it might go down. And then you ask yourself, man, if I would have had some of that money, I could have used it. People are going to be afraid. And the people who are in real estate that are losing money are going to be afraid. And they're going to want to get out. And when they do, we're going to be able to go in and buy at very advantageous prices that are going to change our family's future, quite honestly. So you need information on how to do that. You need the knowledge of how to get through this. You need to get into Lifestyles right now.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Good morning. Welcome back to the show. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. And as always, we're working on your financial freedom. And how do you get to financial freedom? Well, we truly believe financial freedom is best achieved by creating passive income while investing in real estate rental assets, both apartment communities and single family homes. And it will set you free rapidly, my friends. You should check out what we do. You should come see us, understand what we do, how we do it, why we do it. But the reason we do it, again, is so that we can achieve financial freedom. The conventional system is broken, my friends. People are working until they die. 20% of seniors, 70 plus years of age, are continuing to work. Some are doing it because they want to, but most are doing it because they have to. They have to have that means to survive, to make a living, to pay rent, to put food on the table, to continue to go each and every day. And it's really sad. It's a broken system. If you'd like to call our show, if you want to talk about it, if you have any questions on real estate investing, our number is 855-497-4335. Or send me an email. I get plenty of emails each week. I enjoy getting emails from our listeners. I'm here to help. I'm here to show you how to do this. I'm here to answer your questions. Ask Mike at LUINC.com. Ask Mike at LUINC.com. Well, toward the end of the last segment, I threw out a question. And it's because I have, well, I've got many friends, and most of them are not real estate investors. I do have a community of real estate investors that includes a ton of great friends. But outside of that, there's some other pals, and we go on vacations together, and they're in that world that I was in, that corporate 401k grinder. One of my buddies, we were on vacation. He brought his computer. He was continuing to work. And I'm not throwing darts. I was there. I did that. I was that guy. He's a machine, and he does. His company is lucky that they have a guy like him, because he's not going to drop the ball. He's not going to let it down. He's going to continue to grind even while we're in beautiful Breckenridge, Colorado, in the mountains. I mean, honestly, sometimes when I explain real estate investing, or the conversation turns to it, I feel like I'm teaching calculus to my dog. I really do sometimes. People refuse to believe how advantageous it is. And it's because our whole lives we've been preconditioned in this conventional wisdom world that that's the only way to set ourselves free. What is that conventional wisdom world? Follow along. Well, go to school, get good grades. Why do we need good grades? So we can get into a decent college, get that education. And oh, by the way, while we're there, we're going to borrow to get that education. That's a different discussion for a different day. One of the worst things out there is college debt. But you get that education. Why? So you can now get that good job in corporate America. Again, this is the path to freedom. This is what we're all taught. It's in the commercials. It's in the billboards. It's in the magazines. It's what we were all told by our parents at a very young age. And while we're there, while we're in that corporate world, spinning that wheel, what are we doing? Feed the 401k. Feed it. Feed it. Feed it. Do without sacrifice. Do without for your family, put off delayed gratification, right? We can't take that vacation this year because I got to put another $800 a month in the 401k, because eventually it'll be to such a point that I can retire when I'm 65, right, and frolic on the beach like you see in the commercials with the older silver-haired folks that are dancing in the Caribbean, and it's an Amex card commercial or a credit card commercial or what have you. My friends, that world is fictitious for 95% of you. People, actually, I ask that question, what are you more afraid of, working until you die or investing in real estate? And I think about it, people don't believe they're going to work until they die. They really don't. They don't accept it until what happens, you do. I reached a point in my early 40s when I would do the math. I would do the reverse math, and I was the 401k feeder, right, before I figured out Lifestyles Unlimited, when they taught me how to invest in real estate and buy single-family homes and properties and invest in apartment communities and grow that wealth and grow that passive income. But I was there, and I reached that thought, and it's almost the same question that I had. As I said, we're not going to make it. We're not going to make it at least at the number that I had in mind, that I knew that we needed to. We wanted to live. We didn't want to live extravagantly, but we wanted money to travel, to bless our children, to bless our grandchildren, to take nice vacations, because you're delaying that the whole time. So, again, what are you more afraid of, working until you die or investing in real estate? Because people believe real estate investment is too complicated. They believe the advantages are too good to be true. They believe it's contrary to everything they've been taught. They think it's dangerous, and none of those things are true. Those are all fallacies. I'm telling you right now, they're all fallacies. So what is the solution to not outliving your money or working until you die? The solution is what we call passive income. You make passive income every day. It comes in when you sleep, weekends, when you're not working. It is the solution to not working until you die. I don't know of any other. It's proven that you can't save a bag of money big enough to live life on your terms. So if we're continuing forward, right? If we're continuing this chain forward, how do you create passive income? There's a multitude of ways. Real estate, single family, multifamily is by far the best vehicle to create passive income. And more on that later in the show. But right now, let's go back. What is passive income? And let's talk about, more importantly, what it's not. There are three types of income that are recognized by the IRS. And again, I didn't know this. I did not know this. I learned it years ago. Passive income, active income, which is W-2 income. That's where essentially you're trading your time for money. And that's what most people believe the way to get ahead is W-2 income. There's actually a third income called portfolio income. That's money from investments, dividends, interest, capital gains, royalties. Write a book. That's portfolio income. Portfolio income is not subject to Social Security or Medicare taxes. We're not talking about portfolio income. We're going to focus on passive income. What are the disadvantages of W-2 income? Well, it's the most taxed of all those three types of income. The most taxed. W-2 income, my friends, is the most taxed, and it's nothing more than you selling your time for money. Let's talk about the tax on W-2 income, right? You have a job. You pay federal income tax, which are going up, by the way. At least all the talk is that we need to raise taxes. You pay Medicare tax. It's 2.9% as of 2019. You're paying 1.45%. Your employer's paying the other 1.45%. Social Security tax. And then state and local taxes. None of those apply to passive income when done right. That's the beauty. You're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Mike Harrison. We'll be right back.
And now a word on retirement from Del Wamsley.
The average person thought they'd retire at 59 and a half, 60. Then they said 64. Then it was 65. Then it was 66. Then all of a sudden they jump right to 70. 70 is the new 59. 70 is the new 64. Then it was, you know, hey, most people are going to work all the way into their 80s.
Do you really want to work in your 80s? Or would you like to retire in 5 years or less? Find out how on Lifestyles Unlimited's live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. My name is Mike Harrison. I want to thank you for tuning in. And again, if you have any questions about real estate investing, I'm here to help. Our number is 855-497-4335, or send me an email. AskMike@luinc.com. We have some good news. Lifestyles Unlimited, we just opened another office, and this one happens to be in Atlanta. Our Atlanta real estate office is now open. Atlanta is booming, my friends. Atlanta is a great place to invest real estate-wise. The laws are favorable to the real estate owner. The economy's booming. It continues to grow. Our footprint of members there in Georgia continues to grow, and we now have an office in Atlanta to support you investors out there. And there's folks that live all over the country, and it you live where you want, you invest where you want. We have an office in Phoenix. We've got offices throughout Texas. We're here to help you. And also, I want to talk about our expo, the largest event of its kind in the country, the Lifestyles Unlimited Expo. You can get more information on that, lifestylesunlimitedexpo2021.com. LifestylesUnlimitedExpo2021.com, September 3rd and 4th, and it's going to be here in Dallas-Fort Worth. It's at the Irving Convention Center. Make plans now. You don't want to miss it, my friends. Network with fellow investors. We've got breakout classes. There's all kinds of information there. It is truly an amazing event. We have the Multifamily Masters Tour, where you can sign up and you get on a bus and you ride and go see some of these apartment communities that our lead investors are running. And they'll walk you through the entire process. They'll open their books. They'll say, here's the property we bought. Here's the condition it was in when we purchased it. Here's our business plan. Here's what we're doing to change this property, to reposition it, to make it a better place, a functional place to live. If you've never experienced a multifamily master store and you are even in the slightest bit interested in investing in apartment communities and becoming one of those passive investors and getting that, again, passive income, that's what we're talking about on today's show. If you're interested in how to achieve passive income on a quarterly basis, well, this multifamily master's tour will open you up for that. And again, these leads, they're going to open their books. Here's what this community rented for prior. Here's what it's rented for now. Here's the transformation we made in these units. And they'll either take you through a unit that hasn't been upgraded, or they'll show you pictures of a unit that hasn't been upgraded. And then you'll get to walk through a unit that has been upgraded. If they have an opening, sometimes these properties are 100% occupied, but you'll get to see the transformation. And it is incredible what our lead owners do on these properties. They make them absolute wonderful places to live. People don't want to leave. Dog parks, they fix everything, they clean everything, the landscaping is great. Really a neat experience. Okay, back to passive income. Today's question on today's show that I'm asking is, what are you more afraid of? Working until you die or investing in real estate? Honestly, I don't think people are afraid of working until they die because they don't believe it'll happen to them. I take that back. I bet there's a group of people out there that say they'll never be able to retire. They've admitted it to themselves, and they probably don't like the situation. They just don't know how to get out of the situation. I was lucky. I was blessed, I guess, to use that word. And I was a 401k conventional Wisdom World investor. I was a Boy Scout. But I would do the math and I would question where we were going. And I'd say, we're not going to save in our 401k the millions, and yes, it is millions, needed to continue to live a certain lifestyle. And people are living late into their 80s, late into their 90s, sometimes over 100. And I don't know how long I'm going to live, but I can promise you I've worked too darn hard to live month to month when it's time to finally step away from the working world and go live life. And so I knew that there was something to real estate. I had actually already purchased a rental property prior to finding Lifestyles Unlimited. And not knowing what I was doing, I made a 9% return. 9% return. And it was a solid return. And I had done everything wrong, and I knew that I wasn't doing it as effectively as I could. I found Lifestyles Unlimited on the radio, started listening to the radio show and the podcast, and then I finally went and visited the office, and they taught me how to invest in real estate effectively. And it made all the difference in the world. But it's not the real estate. It's the passive income. The real estate really is the perfect vehicle to create passive income. So let's talk about, if you missed earlier in the show, passive income is one of the three types of income recognized by the IRS. And it's really, it's earnings that are derived from a rental property, a limited partnership, or other enterprise in which a person is, and this is super important, not actively involved. Okay, not actively involved. And isn't that what you want anyway? Don't you want a check coming in every quarter where you're not actively involved? So with passive income, it's usually taxable. However, if you set it up properly, because it is treated differently by the Internal Revenue Service, you can make that passive income to where it's tax-free, okay? And that's what we do here. That's what we teach here. We can show you how to do that. And passive income, it can come from different sources, loans to a corporation or a property. But again, as an investor, the rules are, the law is, you're not actively involved. Technically, passive income, as a technical term, is net rental income, right? We're buying real estate. Or it's income from a business in which the taxpayer does not materially participate. And that is a direct quote from a website, Investopedia, if you want to check it out. And it's a pretty neat website. It's got all kinds of definitions, financial terms. There's a ton there. So now that you know what passive income is, let me make it even easier. If you didn't go to work tomorrow, next week, next month, next year, yet you're still getting paid, my friends, that's passive income. Let me make it even simpler. If you're making money in your sleep, that's passive income. That's what's going to enable you to retire. It's not going to be, there's not enough hours. You can't trade enough hours to work and work and work and work and work and try to save enough money, a bag of money large enough to live a secure and safe days, months, years, because you don't know how long you're going to live. So would you rather continue to make money in your sleep or sell your time for money? Real estate investing creates passive income. There's some fallacies to passive income. You can get online and you can find, I found an article the other day, and it was talking about 10 passive income ideas for entrepreneurs. And this is a hot topic because of the COVID and people being locked in and all the layoffs and the economy crashing down. And these ideas, I'm telling you, that is, all of that is noise, my friend. You can't fall into it. They're telling you that writing a blog is passive income. If there's a verb involved in, you know, the term creating, writing, selling, developing, creating, providing, if there's a word involved in that initiative, that's not passive income. It's not. But these articles are out there. They're fallacies. They're not true. My friends, passive income, you invest in a property, you hand it off to a great lead that knows what they're doing, and you just collect that check every quarter. And it grows. It's beautiful. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name's Mike Harrison.
One of the things I'd like to get across is that your whole life you wanted to make a change, right? But you never had the time? This might be it, because we have online education that you can get involved in.
We're now going to bring the free workshop to the entire country and really the world. Anybody who is interested can participate in that. We're going to live stream that free workshop and have people online with you on the live stream, talking with you, answering questions, interacting. You're really going to get a great feel for the Lifestyles community from this. And you can register for that. So if you want to find out about us, this is a great way to take a look at us and what we do.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. That's LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. This one's going by quickly. I'm your host, Mike Harrison. Appreciate you tuning in today. We're talking really about the truth about passive income. But we're framing it in a question. And the question is, are you more afraid of working until you die, never really being able to retire, or investing in real estate? Because that's the quandary, right? That's the question. And why real estate? Well, real estate creates what we call passive income. So that's why we say, are you afraid to invest in real estate? Because the advantages that this government has, that this country has, that the laws of owning rental property they're substantial, and I'm not even giving it enough credit. It's incredible how advantageous, A, the laws are to own solid rental property and own a business. And how about combining the two of those? A business that owns rental real estate, functioning, safe, sound rental real estate. I'm telling you, the rules and the laws are incredible, my friends, far outweighing any sort of advantage anyone wants to debate or argue about investing in the stock market, because the two, frankly, they're not even comparable. Not even comparable. Yet when we talk about this sometimes, people, they look at me like I'm from Mars. I truly am the black sheep. Now, a lot of you listening right now, you're real estate investors, and you're like, Harrison, right on. You are nailing it. The advantages are just so incredible. So we got here within this question primarily because people cannot retire. They're working until they die. They're outliving their savings. They're starting to realize the conventional plan is broken, but by then it's too late. If you're 60, 65, 55, and you start looking at it and you know you're not going to save, again, the millions that you need to have that comfortable lifestyle in your older years. And yes, people are living, they're living to be 80, 85, 90, 95. How much do you need to save? And if you're making $100,000 a year, you still want to live on $100,000 a year when you retire. I can debate you'll need more than that. Prices are going up. Everything's getting more expensive. In fact, why don't we just say this? If you're living on $100,000 a year today or $50,000 a year, whatever that number is, it better be higher tomorrow. It better be higher tomorrow. So how do you fix that? How do you fix that? That's the million-dollar question, pun intended. Well, you fix it by learning to create passive income by investing in real estate. And that's what we can teach you here at Lifestyles Unlimited. Once I finally was smart enough to walk into a Lifestyles Unlimited office, even though I had been listening to the radio show for 2 years and looking at it online, I was more afraid of investing in real estate. There it is. I was afraid to do it because I think it's a mental block. I think that when you're in that corporate 401k world and you're with your peers and everyone's talking about stocks and it's going up, and there's a lot of that going on right now, right? Everyone's very excited about the stock market. It's continued to go up and up and up and up. And everyone continues to believe it'll go up until that time when you wake up and it didn't go up that morning. In fact, it went down, and everyone's panicking. Everyone's panicking, and you can't get out of it. If you're a mutual fund investor and you call your person, sell, 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 get me out of this, or you do your trade online to sell. Mutual fund sales are executed at the end of the day. At the end of the day. So if you put that sell order in at 1 p.m., end of the day, I believe, is 3 o'clock when they ring the bell, 3:30 Eastern time. I don't know, Central time. I used to know. I'm kind of glad I actually forgot. But your trade is executed at the end of the day, my friends. So you can't get out of the way of that bullet. So, three reasons to create passive income. Reason number one, very simple. With passive income, we'll give you the ability to retire or achieve financial freedom. What do I mean by that? Retirement's not an age. It's not a date. I used to think it was an age. I used to say, I want to hit it at 60 because I wanted to be 5 years better than everybody else. Well, it's not an age. It's not a date. Retirement's a financial condition when you have money coming in every month. It's a stream of income. Think about it. If your passive income is greater than your W-2 income, do you need to go to work? No. You can, what we call, retire if you want. Or better than that, you can do what you want, when you want, where you want, with whomever you want. If you need $4,000 a month to live on, and you have 10 houses that are paying you $400 a month, 10 times 400 is $4,000. That's your passive income coming in. And you can meet or exceed your financial obligations. My friends, that's financial freedom. That's what we call financial freedom. Second reason why we like passive income. Well, this may blow some of you away. But again, you real estate investors listening to me, you're like, Harrison, you're nailing it. Passive income will grow each year. Okay? If you're able to start and by year two, you have $20,000 a year coming in passive income. If you're doing what we're teaching and continuing to roll that, you'll have more than that the next year, more than that the next year, more than that the next year. Year two is greater than year three. Year three is greater than year four. And so on. 2021 will be my best year ever. It's already starting out like that. Like my wife and I were talking about this. If you missed the first segment, we went to Colorado last week, Breckenridge. We're skiing, so you get to spend some truck time, right? You better have that four-wheel drive truck. At least we needed it this time. But we're talking, and she said, you know, the hardest thing, and she said it a different way, but she said the hardest thing is getting started. The most difficult part is getting started. And she's exactly right. I told you earlier, it took me 2 years to walk into an office to say, what's up with this? I've been listening to the show. What is up with this passive income? I don't know much about it. I own a house. I did everything wrong. I still made a 9% return. And I know I blew it. Well, they said, well, come on in, Harrison. Let me show you how to do it. And I went to that free workshop. And it changed my life. Changed it. I don't sweat the big stuff anymore because I know that the money's going to continue to come in. I know it's rolling. I had to work to get there. I'm still working. I'm still growing it. Third reason, passive income. Not only does your income grow larger, your cash on cash, your return, well, your net worth grows larger annually. And this may be the most beautiful part of it. Think about it. Let's say you have $200,000 invested in real estate using the model we teach. That $200,000, let's say it's in single family homes in this example, it's invested in assets that are worth 4 to 5 times that because you're leveraged. Follow me. I'll call this $200,000 8 to 10 single family homes in this example. Very real example. Each home is cash flowing. That's passive income. But what is happening to your net worth? Well, let's just touch appreciation 5% in this example. It's a good number. Your $200,000 investment is growing in value at 25% annually. How? Well, the $200,000, again, owns $1 million in real estate. We bring a partner there. We leverage every deal. The bank is in it. Okay, but the bank doesn't care about the appreciation. The bank only cares about getting paid the interest on the mortgages. That's all they care about. And guess what? That interest right now is low. So 5% of $1 million, again, you're only in it for 200. What is that? It's $50,000 a year. It's unrealized. It's in brick and mortar, stone, flooring, countertops, appliances. But it's there. Do you follow me? And what if 5 years later, instead of having $200,000 invested, you had $1 million invested instead of in a 401k? And you were controlling 4 to 5 times that, $4 to $5 million in real estate, appreciating at 5%. That's $200,000 to $250,000 a year. Again, my friends, the bank does not care about the appreciation. All they want is you to pay the note at a predetermined interest rate. Are you picking up what I'm putting down? That's real wealth growth, my friends, each and every year. I want to thank you for tuning in. My name is Mike Harrison. Come check out what we do. lifestylesunlimited.com. And I want you to remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. Make it a great day.
Listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.